Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus' Death and Resurrection Defeated Death and Hell. Can you believe that? Jesus' death and resurrection had two components to his deliverance in our lives. And it was his death and resurrection. Because if he really wasn't the Messiah. But the fact that he arose from the dead, defeated death and hell. The Bible says that he went down to hell, and he received the keys of death and hell, and therefore he won back the whole world, right? Because Adam and Eve was put in charge of the world, and they didn't they didn't know how to receive they didn't even understand what they were doing, actually. But then Jesus came. Jesus made the way for us to go to heaven. Only Jesus is the one that can deliver us. In Mark chapter 9, that's where we are right now, we are talking about Jesus who went to say to his disciples. Some of you who are standing here right now will live to see the kingdom of God arrive in great power. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and James and John to the top of the mountain. Suddenly, his face began to shine with glory, and his clothing became dazzling. He was dazzling. Then Elijah and Moses appeared and began talking with Jesus. "Teacher, this is wonderful," Peter exclaimed. "Let's make three shelters here, one for each of you." And he said, for he didn't know what else to say. And they were all frightened. When they saw the glory falling down, they were surprised. And Elijah and Moses appeared. And they didn't know what was going on. But they were witnesses to see what was happening to Jesus. So while he was still speaking these words, a cloud covered them, blotting out the sun, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." God spoke from heaven. How many times did God speak from heaven? When Jesus was being baptized, he said, "Beloved, this is my Son. This is the Son I'm sending." And now again, he's doing it again and speaking to the people who was around Jesus. They all heard his voice. And God is continuing to do things in that order. He is the Lord. There is no other God. God is now, even in this day and this age, he's revealing himself through the signs in the sky. Why did the people in Jerusalem see the sky open up and trumpets coming out of there? They said in Guatemala, in different countries, they also experienced the same thing. the trumpets were sounding from heaven. And you know the Bible says in the book of Revelation that at the seventh trump, we are close to the seventh trump right now. There's only two trumps left. One is the number six is a war that's going to kill one third of all mankind. And that war is starting over there in the Middle East. We are that close to the seventh trumpet. And the Bible says the heavens is going to open up just like he said in the Bible. And it's happening now. You see the heavens opening up. And it says that at the seventh trump, the sky is going to open up. And Jesus is going to come back on a horse, white horse. Read it yourself. Revelation chapter 19 and 20, 21 and 22. But 19 starts about him, the seventh trump. Friends, we don't have time to waste. We need to be serving God right now. If you are Christian and you don't believe Jesus is coming back, then how can you make him your Savior? How can you make him your Savior? Because that's the King that's coming back. And you don't accept his word. His word says he is coming back. He told his disciples he is coming back. He told the multitude he's coming back. Why don't we believe him? He said, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." And then they looked around, and Moses and Elijah were gone, and only Jesus was there. And then they descended down the mountainside, and he told them never to mention this until he was arose from the dead. Did they know he was going to rise from the dead? They never understood about him being arose from the dead until they actually saw him. When he was resurrected on the third day, they all saw him, and many people seen Jesus rose from the dead. And he continued to be with them for 50 days after he arose from the dead. They asked him about his Jewish religious leaders that said that Elijah must come first before the Messiah would come. And Jesus agreed. He said Elijah did come first. And they killed him. Who was that? That was John the Baptist. Because he was actually Jesus' first cousin. And he was the one that prepared the way for Jesus. And he pointed everybody to Jesus. He was that kind of a person. And just as the prophets had predicted. Then Jesus asked them, what the prophets could have been talking about when they predicted that the Messiah would suffer and be treated with utter contempt. Well, when they killed Jesus on the cross, he suffered. He was treated with utter contempt. They never accepted him as the Lord and Savior. But we do. Friends, his disciples, Jesus' disciples, didn't understand the full plan of God, that how Jesus' death and resurrection would defeat death and hell. And then Jesus arose from the dead. They didn't understand the scriptures that Jesus had been talking to them about until the day that Jesus rose from the dead. And even then, he had to connect the dots in order for them to understand and be clear about the gospel. Why were they going to be preaching the gospel? Because now Jesus has arose from the dead. And what did he do? He defeated death and hell. We don't have to go to death and hell. We have to die. Our human bodies have to die. But we don't have to go to hell. How can we escape hell? By coming to Jesus. Romans 5:17 says, if by the trespass of Adam, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, who died and was resurrected. Do you want to know this Jesus? He's so wonderful. He's so forgiving. Doesn't matter what you did in your life or what you are doing now, Jesus can save you from your own self and from destruction, eternal destruction. Pray with me now. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you died for me, a sinner. Father God, I don't deserve it. But Lord, you did this for me personally. If there was just one person in the world and that was me, you would die for me, God. And I thank you for that. I receive you, that you died on the cross for me, that you are able to save me from my sins, that you are able to deliver me from unrighteousness, Father God. And Lord, I forgive those who hurt me. And I ask you to forgive me for hurting other people. And Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that you are reigning in my life today. Today I am your son, Father God. I accept you as my Savior. I ask you to change my life. Be in my heart and move me in your direction. And Lord, we thank you for this people who have accepted you right now. I declare that your word will go in power. They will have an unction of the Holy Ghost that will motivate them to read the word of God and know the truth, and the truth will set them free. And Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.